Blog Talk Radio.
New York and Shy. Perfect combination. Kills. Biggie.
Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brute Thang, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit. Look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize a pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep. Bang the skins in the week. On the street, up the avenue, I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? Fucking
to
six in the morning.
Now I play a fall like a moon play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her. Pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really get some hits, but she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones to Nestos, doobies. Hip others to show off your boogie. I'm hanging with the best of them sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club, if it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
I roll up all black and parlor high. So high when I walk in the club, I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce. Wanna back in my ride again.
Wanna back in my ride again.
But I don't want no girlfriend.
See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too. Come on, girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel. Pop, blow, smoke, blow in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drinks, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Monday, we back again. Your host, Steph Dallas, baby. And we doing it again, once again, y'all. Once a fucking again, we doing it again. Steph Dallas in conjunction with GQ Palace, Rich Shaw, Big Money, Love, Life, Loyalty. Well, we get it cracking. We talk about it all, baby. We talk about it all. But before we get started with our show tonight, I'd like to let you know it's sponsored by. This show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop. Come and get your shit fried, dyed, laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Also sponsored by Habana Cigars, Cigar and Bar Lounge. Come and get your little fat head on, smoke a little something, get your drink on. And just, you know, kick it old school style with an OG over here, you know what I mean? Kick it back and chop it up. Let's get down to business. Before we get started, though, let's send my condolences and warm feelings towards the people out in Boston with the little two bombers out there today. Fucking crazy out here in this fucking world, man. Fucking crazy out here in this world. But as we go, the show must go on. And this show is fucking ratchet as fuck. When we talk about it all, we don't hold no punches. We say what we got to say to whoever, whatever, and we discuss it all. We discuss this shit that other shows are scared to discuss, and we don't hold no punches. You might hear some vulgarity. Let me rephrase that. You will hear vulgarity. It's highly used, highly acceptable. Shit, if you don't use it, we frown upon you. We'd rather you keep it 100 with us and talk the way you talk, you know what I'm saying? We don't sugarcoat shit on this show. We keep it real rap raw. Ratchet real rap raw. As your old Steph Dallas, we talk about all this shit motherfuckers get to talk about. Let's get started, y'all. Tonight's show, we got three topics. We got three fiery fucking topics. Topic number one. How would you feel if your man or woman left the room every time their baby mama or baby daddy called? Let me say it one more time. How would you feel if your man or woman left the room every time their baby mama, baby daddy called? Topic number two. How important is physical attraction? I know we talked about something like this before, but not in this sense. How important is physical attraction? Could you marry or be in a long-term relationship with someone you wasn't physically attracted to? Now, I've got this topic because I was on another show last week, you know, the Divas, and they were talking about you can love someone and not like them, which still fucking befuddles me. Anyway, and topic number three, what's your definition of a freak, and would you consider yourself a freak? What's your definition of a freak, and would you consider yourself a freak? Let's see. What the fuck do I want to talk about first? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to talk about first. Should I talk about number one, number two, number three? Let's see. All right, I'll start from the beginning. How would you feel if your man or woman left the room every time your baby mama, baby daddy called? I would feel there's some shit going on behind the scenes, behind my back or what not. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your baby mama, baby daddy. That's your ex. There should be nothing going on. You're with me now. You're in a new chapter in your life. So this should be nothing you can't say in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Even though y'all got a kid together and I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the kid's parent, but still, in this chapter in life, we are one now. You know what I'm saying? So all that shit you did before with him goes out the window. Now you got to respect my wishes. And if you leave the motherfucking room every time you need a call, I'm going to think some funny shit going on. And me and you going to have a fucking problem now. Me and you definitely gonna, matter of fact, we definitely gonna have a fucking problem. So you might as well sit your little punk ass down right there next to me, finish giving me my fucking massage, and talk to that nigga while you get my massage. Matter of fact, and go pick me something to eat. Topic number two. How important is physical attraction? Could you marry or be in a long-term relationship with someone you wasn't physically attracted to? Hell the fuck no. There got to be some kind of physical attraction for me to be in some type of relationship with you. Some kind of fucking physical attraction. Something got to be fucking given. I'm not, I can't look at no fucking no ugly broad or something that doesn't turn me on or appeal to me. There's no way, shape, or form that I can sit there and talk to you and fuck with you in a long-term relationship or marry you, and you're not, and I'm not fucking physically attracted to you. There's no way in fucking hell that can happen. There's no fucking way that can happen. No way that shit can happen. You have to turn me the fuck on somewhat, somewhere down the fucking line. Somewhere down the fucking line, I have to be turned on by you. All that shit about falling in love with motherfuckers and there's nothing there, you know, like I've heard people, met people online or dating or something like that, you know, or internet or blind dating, spoke on the phone, da, 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 and people fall in love before they actually met them. No, you have, there had to be some kind of physical attraction there, you know what I'm saying? You had to see a picture of them. Something had to be there for you to, there's no way you can be emotionally attached to somebody and then you see them. This bit of the light, the bottom of your fucking shoe, that you still gonna be attracted to this motherfucker. You gotta look at this nigga every fucking day. Ain't gonna happen. Topic number three. What's your definition of a freak and would you consider yourself a freak? My definition of a freak is no holds barred. Basically down for whatever to a certain extreme. Like, always wanting to get it in, anywhere, anyhow. Lotions, candies, whipped creams. All that shit adds into you being a freak. In the car, in the back of the movie theater, any fucking where that's not rational or normal, like, to me, is considered being a freak. Anything of those fucking natures. So we're gonna take a quick break. We're going to go to another song, and we're going to come back in with my callers. We're going to take a quick little break. We're going to play a little hot-ass song, something probably ratchet and sexual or something. We're going to play a nice song, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk to my people out there regularly. I'm going to take some callers, and we're going to kick it like we always do. Kick that shit, homie. Play something for the people.
Raw Dill Squad. ENT. For them women. Come on.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Fashion the uptown, baby. I'm super high.
Ooh.
I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah. Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride.
Ooh.
I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to uptown, baby. I'm super high.
Uptown.
I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy.
No feeling.
Doors open for you anytime, girl. Let's ride.
Power might go out, but I still keep my player juice. I'm one of the illest players that ever blessed the suit. Burgundy Tahoe, and I had that green Buick, then copped the red Tahoe, but I had to lose it. Bottom line,
woo,
I stay with a whip, and anything I pop, gon' stay with a kick. That Nina get good,
yeah,
you can feel it when she licks. It's better than be dead, than filled with cement. Understand what he meant, like I'm talking third party. Throwing through the glass, hanging with Charles Barkley. Got the chickens trying, get the lickings all off me, thinking I'm giving cream out. Who Mr. Softy, baby, you hella fine. Show you a hella time. Whole life is a movie and you can tell it's mine. I ain't got no breaks, yeah, I'm on a grind. But I could take a little breather, let's intertwine.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Fashion the uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah. Doors open for you anytime, let's ride. I'm super fly. fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
Doors open for you anytime, girl. That's right.
She know I never flash money. My whole style rich. All I do is make moves, your man ain't about shit. Then you wanna intervene, cause I got you up out the outfit. The same negligee you walk around, yeah, the house with. He pay you no mind, I pay you every time. I'm taking you far, somewhere he'll never find. I can get him, well, look girl, never mind. All I came to do though is show you a better time. We celebrate good, baby, this your life. If I go down, just send me a few kites. I get under the skin, baby, like a few bites. Back on top and I'm crushing in my new Nikes. Girl, he had no clue what I came to do tonight, but I bet you what I'm gonna do, going through that body right. Turn off the lights, or we can leave them on. Put you to sleep, wake you up, then she assuming that I'm gone. She called me super fly after we get that breakfast on. You know, I'm just a super fly. Woo! Uptown, baby, let's get it.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah.
Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride. I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
Doors open for you anytime, girl. Let's ride.
I ain't talking his and hers. I'm talking yours. Nice crib, here's the keys through the doors. Persian rugs or marble floors. Don't worry about the price, cause it's always more. Investments now, that means big bills. Looking down on these cousins from the big hills. Family business from the ground up, let's all build. Need the whole entree, no small meals.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Coop, alright. Coop, come on. All the ladies in the club. If you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke. Co-fan. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going up on sex drive. Let's get ghost. I've seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song. Get up what you want and keep going. That's right, we can disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room, 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 3624, black and Asian. All black in the VIP, black fitted cap so low you can't see ID.
Alright, I'm back, you bitches. I'm fucking back. I got two calls in there. I got two callers. I got my girl Raquel and my man Slick. Where they at? Where they at?
What's good? What's good, Steph? Hey, Raquel. What's good, lady?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Slick? What's up, Raquel? God damn, Raquel, you got a fucking familiar voice. What's poppin', Slick? What's going on, baby?
I can't call it, man. You know, sort of show topics. We gotta call in, give my point of view.
Okay. What you want to talk about, player? What you want to talk about? You want the ladies? Want the lady to go first? You want to go first, Raquel?
Oh man, ladies first, of course.
Raquel.
Yeah.
Hey, you stinking ass, Raquel. You want to go first, baby?
All right.
Okay, let's see. What you want to talk about? Topic number one, baby? Let's start from the top. Topic number one. How would you feel if your man left the room every time his baby mama called?
Wait, I answered the baby mama. I mean, it depends because you know sometimes like the conversation. I don't want to hear shit you talk about.
You don't want to hear that shit. So every time
I don't
she calls,
hear that.
You have a problem with him getting up and leaving the bedroom.
Most of the time, she's just being a pain in the fucking ass anyway. So, nobody want to hear all that bickering and beef. Go take it in the next room.
Okay, but what if there's no bickering and beef? They have like a regular conversation, though. You're not having a regular conversation.
You're not having a regular conversation. You're going to get to the point and hang up. The conversation shouldn't even be on it.
So he must going to have to talk in front of you for him to do that, then.
Oh, I can't. What's up? Is there a problem? Is the kids good? Good? All right. So I'll let you leave.
That's all he can talk about is that? He can't talk about nothing else?
If it's not an emergency, well, I'm not saying he can't never talk to her. He can talk to her whenever he wants to. But you ain't going to be sitting in my face for no peaceful conversation. Are the kids all right? Are the kids all right? The kids okay? Everybody good? All right, I'll holler at you. I'm busy right now.
You is a mean-ass broad, man.
You're motherfucking right.
What's your thoughts on that, Slick? Hold on, before you get started, Slick, hold on. Let me let Big Titty Tiffany from Brooklyn back on the air. Big Titty Tiffany, you there, baby?
I've never had like any real issues. Well,
Big Titty Tiffany, where you at, baby?
I'm right here.
There you go. There you go, my baby. Hey, Tiffany, say hello to Raquel.
Hi, Raquel.
What's up?
Say what's up to Slick. You got Slick on the air too, baby.
Hey, Slick, what's going on?
What's good, Tiff?
I'm about to chime
in. Hold on. Slick sounds familiar too.
Here you fucking go, man.
is that dog bone?
No, ain't no fucking dog bone. That's his name, Slick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
He that's one of my racing buddies. He's on the track with us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How you doing?
Okay. I'm good, baby.
Oh,
yeah, now,
man.
As far as the baby mama thing, you know, and, you know, stepping off, no exit stage left when you're making that phone call. I mean, that's, you know, you never know, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to keep it alive. I ain't trying to hear that.
Well, hell no. If baby daddy call her my motherfucking girl all time, day and night, now if you and sister ass right here on this motherfucking couch and what I'm saying is,
if you sit, and let's take an example, you sit in somewhere with your man or your girl, and y'all chilling, your conversation shouldn't be that long anyway with anybody. You gotta go. You sit with your man, you sit with your girl. But what I'm saying is that, what is it that y'all gotta talk about that you gotta run out the room? Now, if you're the type that's always beefing and being a pain in the ass, and I already know what it is, get out my face with that. Go in the next room and go beef with them.
Yeah, because some baby mothers, they just stupid, and they like to say little greasy shit at the side of their neck. It's best that you...
I'm not concerned about that. I don't care if a bitch wants to talk about something. Fuck your girl. Fuck. You could talk all you want to talk. You going to say that shit on the phone. I promise you that much. So keep talking.
She ain't going to say it in person?
If she do, it's something going to go terribly wrong. You're not going to talk crazy. You just not going to talk greasy. That's
the
right.
Pushing the board.
Yeah, you just not going to do that shit.
Some dudes know they got the ignorant baby mother that's mad at the girlfriend or whatever, or the new broad or whatever. So she on the phone talking greasy. So now, he don't want to hear all that court arguing. So he like, you know what, let me just get away.
I'm not even doing that. My kids, their sister's mother or whatever, she's a straight dickhead. She's a straight dickhead. I don't even entertain her.
My father, his baby mother, yo, I want that bitch head on a platter.
No, I don't let her bother me. All you're doing is talking. You already know what that is about. You really got an issue because you said it's an ex-girlfriend. I ain't even his girl. Like, you, bitch, you got an issue. So we're not even going to go back and forth about that. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes you got to pick your battles. Like, you know, how long, depending on how long you're going to be with this dude, you ain't going to have your relationship argue with no bitch that he could or could not be fucking with. Like, fuck her. Like, and as far as the conversations are concerned, if it ain't no emergency, ain't no need for you to be talking to her. Period.
Right.
Yeah, nah, my kid's father's baby mother just pulled that stupid son. Mind you, they on my jack. And I'm sitting there, and I just hear her voice, and she just is nice. I'm like, hang my phone up. Hang my fucking phone. I'm not even with my kid's father. Like, hang my fucking phone up. We not doing that.
See, that's that Brooklyn shit. Y'all got to get off of that shit, man. All that rah-rah shit. Y'all can't be like a lovely lady and just let your man do what he got to do.
I'm sorry. You walked in and you said, no, come on, no. He's just trying to push your buttons because I heard what he said earlier. When he was like,
earlier.
It will definitely be a problem if your fucking girl walked out the room.
Why the fuck you calling so early? This is what the fuck I got to say.
Look, because I want to hear what the fuck is going on. Because it's shit like this. You trying to turn the tables around. You know good and damn well that you said it yourself that it was going to be a problem. I don't have a problem with you having a relationship with your kids. I have no issue with that. Just don't overdo it. Y'all ain't together for a reason. Don't try to be, first of all, bitch is a conniving. Bitch, you going to try to be nice to him anyway because I'm around. That's why you want to be nice and calling all sweet and acting all stupid. Because some of y'all some asses still be fucking y'all baby mother. That's what the problem is. Y'all still fucking dicking down y'all baby mother.
Allegedly.
Listen, no, y'all still fucking the baby mother. That's why them bitches think they can talk fucking greasy to the girl. Because they still getting fucked. I already know what time it is.
No, that's number one. That's a two-way street.
That's your girl, you're gonna be fucking that baby daddy
all the time. What's the difference?
Not the fuck me. That's why we got peace in the Middle East up here.
That's
why we got peace in the Middle East. I'm definitely a different type of bitch, but I'm just saying. For all these other bitches out here that like to argue with the fucking new girl, y'all need to have a seat. Go get another man or something. Like, that shit is ridiculous, calling and having a conversation with the very same nigga that you come out, like, for a couple of years straight until you see him with a bitch. Until you see him with a bitch. Give me a damn break. Keep it real. We too grown for this shit.
Exactly. Fuck all of that.
We too grown for this. I ain't never have to be for no bitch.
It ain't our fault that bitches get sprung and they always want to come back to the dick. It ain't getting sprung.
It's their evil and their pride to see that the next bitch might be getting treated a lot better than her fucking old sorry ass.
I agree with that.
That's why she want to be a thorn in your fucking side because she want to sit there and make shit miserable for you.
Low, son. Exactly.
Not only that, the nigga's doing a lot better than what he was doing when he was with her.
But that also comes back to that she's thinking about that good ass dick that he was right piping her ass down with. Now she's like, damn,
please.
It's not even all about that. If the bitch was smart, she would have found her some good dick by now.
God damn, you ain't got nothing better to do. You ain't got nothing better to do than chase up the old dick.
Maybe this shit right now is trash. It's like a billion niggas out here, right? But all these single ass ladies, we ain't shit. Right.
Listen, exactly, because if we broke up, we broke up for a reason. We broke up for a reason. I'm not going to be fucking putting aside everything you fucking did just because you got good dick. You was a fucking asshole.
Well, we agree with that, but you know what? Sometimes you gotta fill in them gaps, and that's what happens. You know what I mean?
As a grown woman,
you shouldn't even be physically attracted to a nigga that fucked you over.
Exactly.
Why couldn't it be the girl that just fucked over though? You might slip up one time, but trust me,
that shit you will get your awakening.
But why can't be the girl that fucked up?
Yeah.
And now she's trying to give him the pussy back.
Yeah, she's trying to win that back.
I can see
you right now, Rocky. You're standing up and you're talking. You're slapping your hands together.
No, I wasn't slapping my hands.
I just got the pinky up in the air. The bottom line is that once the girl is not messing with you no more and he's messing with another girl, bitch, you missed your bus. Fucking swallow that. Eat that. Eat it. Eat it. And first of all, if you still want to fuck with a nigga, why would you be blowing him up and shit? Learn how to move, bitch. Make yourself scarce so the fucking girl won't be aggravated by your ass.
Raquel, you sound like you've been through this before, baby.
I ain't been through none of that dumb shit. You gotta be kidding me.
You got a hell of a vice, though. I tell you
no,
that much.
Yeah, because I know how to fucking move when it comes to y'all motherfuckers. That's why.
Why you always include all of, or anybody, somebody calling you, include all of the men in that same category?
Like, if it's 20 niggas on the phone, I'm going to be like, no, I don't mean you, Ray, Rain, Tay, Tay. Just fucking all of y'all collectively. If it don't fit, then leave it alone. If the fucking shoe don't fit, then leave it alone. That's it.
Right.
Tiffany, how you doing with your big ass titties today?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Raquel, you was drinking today? Raquel, did you have a drink yet today?
What you mean? I just got home from work.
I said, did you have one yet?
Yeah. Do you have your wine down?
I got some wine right now.
Yeah, you need take one, baby. Take one, please.
First of all, Rob, I can't be animated. You know that certain topics get under my skin.
I don't know
skin.
You, but you're Raquel. I don't know who you are. You're Raquel. Okay,
but you know my sister's hot. And you know how
people are. Hey, Slick.
Yeah, man.
If you didn't know, this is Tana. That be on my page, Raise the Hell. That's
oh
Rock Ellen.
Oh, my God. Hey, Rock, what's up, baby? See, now you done went from animated to Looney Tunes right there. Now you just messed up right there. What's
but
good with
you, personality.
Mom?
Hi,
oh, my
how you
God.
Doing?
I'm good, baby. I feel
I'm very good. Animated. I'm very animated.
This
video
calls in every week with a new name. I'm like, man, hey, your voice sounds familiar tonight. Huh?
That's one of our personalities. That's one of my personalities, Raquel.
I didn't say that, no, I don't know.
Raquel, yeah. But she's a cat buster. That's her, Raquel. What was the other question? What was the other question?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna give you both of them. We can talk about which one y'all want to talk about.
Well, let's go right to the physical attraction one.
Okay.
Yeah, just transition right into that.
So how important is physical attraction? Could you marry or be in a long-term relationship with someone you wasn't physically attracted to?
Hell no. Because all jokes aside, you have to actually see, for me, I got to see you in order to make my... You know what I'm saying? It can't be no blind date type. No, the answer is no.
Okay, but what about the people, right? Let's say you meet somebody that's from somebody like a mutual friend hooking with somebody from out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never met them, but you talk all the time on the phone. You might send a picture of your face, something like that. But he could be very photogenic, and then you know what I'm saying? You feel you get really attracted to this dude over his conversation. But then when you meet him, you know what I'm saying? Does that shit change? You
hell
really attracted
yeah!
To him.
Hell yeah!
The fuck
as
you
long as they
turn
me the fuck off.
As long as you know
thing,
exactly what they look like and you're not getting catfished out of here, that's another story. You know what I'm saying? You can probably
you're not
going to
show me just no headshot. I mean, just no body shot. You're not going to do that to me.
Because
you can have a cute face and
I'm
you
not
look like
blind dating anybody. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I'm
Rock. Yeah, they be taking some creative photos, right?
I feel like for me, I have to physically be in your presence, in your circumference, for me to pick up on your vibe and your energy, for me to fuck with you anyway.
Right.
And when you say unattractive and shit like that, just how unattractive? Because now I'm dating me an ugly motherfucker, but he wasn't butt ugly, but he wasn't cute either, but he was cool as shit. So that's, you know, and first of all, who wants to say who's cute or not? Some of y'all niggas think y'all cute and y'all not.
What'd you say?
I said some of y'all niggas think y'all cute and y'all not.
This is some of that y'all nigga shit again.
Listen, I told you, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. If it don't apply, let it fly. Just
that's
leave it alone.
Right.
If I'm not talking about you, then I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying niggas in general think they're good looking, and when you look at them in a fucking dim light, and I mean that figuratively, you're not
listen,
a cute motherfucker at all.
Yo, all bitches swear they're cute. All of them.
I know I'm fucking cute, so I'm not even. I know.
But listen,
cute.
They all swear they're cute, and they all swear they got the bomb bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never heard a chick in their
you
life
can't walk away
this
from
shit
this.
Was whack.
I never rated my stuff to nobody.
I'm just saying, but you never heard a chick say they was ugly and their shit was whack. Never.
Yes, it's all about self-esteem. It's all about self-esteem. It's all about self-esteem.
Just trying to truly
about your motherfucking self. Yeah, no, here, Papa. Trying to do.
Listen,
man,
I ain't the most handsomest nigga in the world.
You like yourself, huh?
Shit. Listen, it's just something about me.
I'm cute. Who says girls with glasses don't get passes? Hello.
Just because you got... No, it ain't your glasses, Tiffany. It's some fucking shit that's under your glasses.
Girl. Yeah, that's that naughty librarian syndrome. You know you can always make that work. You know what I'm saying?
And them 44 triple G's she got.
Oh, shit.
And it wow. always helps as well, too.
She got them triple X's. But, like, yeah, and it's not being shallow because, like I said, the dude was not a good-looking dude, but he was a good dude. He looked out. He was good. He was a good dude. And that made him more attractive than he was.
So, by him looking out, that overlooked his bad.
No, his heart was good. Cause now, by any means, I'm not no kind of like, I don't give a fuck about what you got in your pocket. I don't give a fuck about that. Cause I mean, either way, it's assholes come in all different shapes and sizes. So that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he had a good heart. Period. He had a good heart. My kids liked him. He was just an all around cool dude. My fucking peoples liked him. They never said nothing about him being me. My hang up was that he wasn't my type. So for me, it was like,
so he wasn't
your
type. So how did you fuck with him if he wasn't your type then?
Because we was like, he was around. He was around, and he was always around the circle. And like, he would always just have like small talk with me, small conversation with me or whatever. And then like, I started seeing him in like at a bunch of functions. And every time I saw him, it was always love. And then...
Hey, persistence,
like said,
in the right place at the right time. You know how it goes.
Yeah, and like I said, like I would go places. Like when I used to party a lot of stuff, I would go places. That
you
nigga
used
had
to party a lot.
When I used to go to clubs, the nigga had like hella pull. He did all types of nice shit for me. Like I appreciated it, and I used to be like, oh, he's a cool dude. And then like I would see him in that light, the party scene. Like he was that nigga or whatever. And then on a calm day, he was really a cool dude. Like,
handled himself socially. That's a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
He was a cool dude.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, that's that in that life. But in the other life, for yourself, you and him, one-on-one, on the day-to-day, you couldn't really hack it.
Right. Like, some dudes, they play behind that whole partying and socializing thing. They don't know how to act to you one-on-one with somebody. That's
true.
And I don't care how fine you are. If you don't know how to act on a one-on-one situation and you don't know how to have a conversation and your ass talking like you dumb as fucking toast, I can't do it. Because I could play dumb on TV, but I'm not really dumb. So in hindsight, while you talking to me, I'm listening to your dumb ass talking about nothing.
You know what's agony to me?
What?
You know, the Joker try to grab a chick that may not look the part. You know what I'm saying? And she humble with it. And then you be with her for a minute or whatever the case may be. And then she get beside herself. That's the worst thing in the world. She get out of pocket and you know damn well you don't look the part.
You really
need to pump your brakes.
Yo, both indubitably, my brother. Most
that is the worst thing in the world. So that's why I gotta have something that's pleasant to the eyes, that I can, like, you know what? If you wasn't so motherfucking beautiful, I'd be out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The bitch ain't all. The bitch ain't all. It's like about a 4 or 5. And you treat her good or whatever.
Here's the thing. I've never thought of myself as being like beautiful, gorgeous, or whatever, but I never thought myself to be unattractive. And I think, like, more or less, I'm just saying, it's all about your personality, because, like, for all instance, and Tip to tell you, growing up, they used to think I was stuck up, I was prissy, I was all of that, and when people met me, they was like, oh, shit. Like, bitch, you the total opposite of what we thought you were. you know, and people don't like you because of that kind of persona that you give off. But like I said, if it's a good dude and he's not all that great looking, you get that vibe that he's a good dude. And because in the certain situation that you might be or the certain phase that you are in life, you might not give a fuck about what a nigga look like at this point. Like, I'm just going to go for the personality and the nigga that's going to treat me good. Mm-hmm. When we younger, we got all the time in the world. Like, you know, fuck that ugly nigga. We going to do all that. But, you know, the older you get, you be like, you know what? Not settling more like, but you're going to broaden your horizons. You're going to look at more options more than that fine-ass nigga that ain't shit or that fine-ass nigga that all he do is party. Because them fine niggas will give you problems. So you might want to fuck with you some fucking okay nigga. You know?
Yeah, but see, now that sounds like age derived. You know what I'm saying? You know, women start getting a little, you know what I'm saying? A little bit. Now, I ain't want to say desperate, but you know what I'm saying? They options, they know they're going to have to do something about it because nobody wants to be alone. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think they probably shouldn't have passed up a couple of nice jokers, you know what I'm saying, early on in life. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to be 20 forever. You ain't going to be 30 forever. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So,
right.
you know, you
that's
make
it has a lot to do with age, but it has a lot to do with wisdom as well. Because
exactly.
there's probably a lot of unattractive dudes that you passed up when you were younger, and
mm-hmm.
they turn out to be good dudes, and you look back at that like, damn, like, I'm so busy looking at this fine nigga that wasn't about shit. I could have been fucking with him.
Right. Well, you know, by the time, you know, the career kicked in and the dollars started rolling in and my man reinvented himself and boom, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you look at him in a new light. That's
yes,
how
right.
it goes.
Yeah,
that's how
recognize.
It goes. But, you know.
And vice versa. And vice
yeah.
versa.
And true,
vice versa.
True that.
Vice versa
yeah.
what?
But it's, you know, if we physically motivated, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be pleasing to the eye. That drives us. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get bent up in the bed because that's what we like to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if
and that's what I'm saying. Like,
you guys
subconsciously treat women as prizes, trophies.
Oh,
who got the prettiest bitch?
Well, I mean,
who got
that
the prettiest? I'm sorry, not bitch. Who got the prettiest female? Like, who's female?
You guys are our prize. I mean, what is wrong with that?
But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. However, it's also not a competition. So if you see a nigga with a bitch that might look better than yours, be happy with the bitch you got and don't try to go to get a badder bitch because you won't really catch a bad one.
Who
the fuck
do that? No,
I'm just saying in general. Like, you
okay,
got
well,
to
okay, but I'm just saying, like, who the fuck would do that dumb shit? I'm not
yes.
if I'm happy with something right here.
Who would not see a bitch and for some of you guys date outside of y'all fucking circumference altogether.
What you mean?
Like,
what's out of our circumference?
Like, when you
Raquel,
see bitches, when you see,
Hannah,
when you
Lola,
see girls,
whatever the fuck your name is tonight,
when you
what's
see
out
girls with dudes, and you know that you ain't that bitch's caliber, but you want to do and everything
okay,
that you want to do.
Okay, but what's that bitch's type of caliber?
I'm saying, ugly nigga with a pretty bitch. That's what I mean.
I'm just saying, so what, ugly nigga can't pull a pretty bitch? You know what I'm saying? I feel I can pull any bitch I want, if I want her.
You think you're ugly?
No, I know I ain't fucking ugly. I'm like,
okay,
we're not talking about you.
We're not talking about you.
Well, but I'm just saying, like it shouldn't be no such thing as caliber.
Like, I know for a fact that dude that I told you was a good looking. I know for a fact he used to try to throw his money and his weight around because that shit would draw a female like closer. You know what I'm saying? Certain females would.
Y'all keep talking.
Certain
yeah.
females will, like, get real attracted. You know, there's a lot of females that get attracted to stuff like that.
Yeah, when niggas are out trapping, that's what they got to do. They got to throw out that big
right.
bang, bang, bang.
Right,
you know what
exactly,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
But see, you usually attract the wrong one with that shit, though. You
exactly,
know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Yo, y'all keep talking while I take this. I'm on an important business call. Y'all keep talking for 1 second.
You got it, Steph. We'll hold it down.
Yeah, so
you're sending out the wrong signals, and you're going to get, you know, gold digger one-on-one, and, you know.
Right, right. I've seen it happen. But then again, you got people that automatically assume that because they got it, everybody wants it. You know, it's a lot of mixed-up chemistry going on because you got people that are humble, and you got people that are, like, leeches. It's a lot of shit going on. And people do show their representative in the beginning.
There you go.
So in the
there
beginning,
you
might think you got the one, and she ain't the one, or he ain't the one, because he done sent his representative so he or she could reel you in. You understand what I'm saying? So
this
now, when everything's, when shit hits the fan, you want to act like this ain't the person. Of course it ain't.
It's not the person. You know, they done. They done toned it down, you know what I'm saying? When you're trying to turn it up, they done turned it down on you. You're like, what the hell happened to you?
It's very rare that you meet a person on the same page as you. For example, if you out wilding, they out wilding, and y'all just click. And when I say wilding, y'all just have this free spirit about y'all, and y'all both just interact with each other. It's very rare that happens, and it just flows like that, like throughout the whole relationship.
Yeah, because it ain't nothing like brand new love. Oh, my God. Oh
right,
my
that
God.
Shit, that shit is euphoric. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. You know,
I'd fall in love every fucking week if I could get that feeling over and over again.
Trying to get to know somebody.
You don't want to stay in love? You just want to feel the beginning of the beginning of falling in love?
I'm saying that euphoric feeling of getting to know somebody, the funness of it, and it's not feeling like a job or chore, and people are so bent up on impressing each other that
exactly.
Like I said, your representative is there, and then when you can't fucking
you can't
hang on no more, then your true colors start coming out, and that shit comes out times 10, because you done fucking held it in for so long. Keep it real or keep quiet, that's all. Keep it real or keep quiet. Keep it real or keep it moving. Like, don't waste my time with that fucking falsified information you giving me and this fucking nigga that you got standing in front of me. Like, you, this is you all day, every day. This is why I always talk with people that know somebody I know. No, tell me who this nigga really is.
Well, you're a woman of a certain age, and you know what time it is.
So you base your relationship on what everybody else says.
I don't base my relationship on whatever people say. But when I'm inquiring about a person, more than likely, your people will keep it 100 with you. Somebody that knows this person for forever and a day, like, they will keep it 100 with you. They'll tell you yay or nay. It's up to you if you want to still fuck with him or not. Or, yeah, this is a good dude. This is a good dude. Fuck with him. You my girl. I would never put you in a situation where you fucking fucked up nigga. That's just what it is. I want to make sure who you know. Because you might be an ass kicker. A professional ass whipper, and I don't know you from Adam, and now you busting my ass. Don't nobody know who you are or where you came from.
Exactly.
I need to know somebody's fucking cousin, sister, so they could call and get this nigga up off me, because he...
We're going to check and see if you one of those, too, though.
Oh, I am one of those, but I said that in the beginning.
You said that in the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sugarcoating it. The first thing I always say is the two things that I don't need you to do is lie. The first thing I come out from the gate. What's your situation looking like? Just don't lie. Just don't fucking lie. If I catch you in a lie, it's gonna hurt my feelings and you might get hurt behind it. Don't lie.
How you gonna get hurt? How are you gonna get hurt?
All right, we're not even going to play them games. But like I said, I said it in the beginning, and I'm very true to my word. I'm very true to my word. Don't fucking, and I'm not even saying that you're going to physically get hurt. You might really be feeling me, and you try to hide some shit from me, and I find out about it, and now I'm not fucking with you no more because I asked you in the beginning what it was.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. If he's not lying to you by not divulging something.
If I ask you a question and you're dismissive of it, or you just straight up not answering me, or you want to act like it's nothing or anything like that, and I find out down the line that it really is something, you lie.
We already know by now. If you coming at us directly on something,
you already know.
So, you know, we have to wait on that one. That one you got to play them cards and, you know, let them chips go where
they
may.
But like I said, you're supposed to give people the benefit of the doubt,
no matter what they look like.
Like,
I put everything out on the fucking table and let you make your own decision. You want to fuck with me, you fuck with me. You don't. That's on you.
Right. And it's not even about it's not even about you not divulging information. Like, certain things you might want to tell somebody. You might want to tell somebody that a pitch might roll up on you in the street. You might want to mention that. to the girl that you're messing with.
Yeah.
Or you might want to mention you got a baby on the way, mad bills to pay. Like, you might want to mention that when you meet me. You can't force somebody to be in a situation and
hold
they say
to
sit
out. Keep talking, y'all.
Now,
and
let me
ask
you this.
And expect them to accept it because it gets real ugly. Why do you want that kind of conflict in your life?
But, Rock, how long are you talking about should something like that be mentioned? It definitely shouldn't be. You ain't supposed to drop that kind of baggage on somebody.
No, not in the beginning. But, you know, it's a point in the time where you're having an intimate conversation and you both are, like, quote, unquote, releasing your demons. You both are, like, laying shit out there on the table. Don't leave nothing out.
All
because
right,
I'm
so
going to
you know
tell
what?
You everything.
If I'm still rolling with you 2 months in, yeah, you're going to hear about all of that.
Right.
Because
right.
I done made a decision. You know what I'm saying? I done made
right.
a decision about where me and you going.
Right.
You
but the thing is, you don't let the other person find out. You need
right.
to, because if it's already being put out there, if I say to you, you messing with any other girl, and you go, nah. And 2-3 months down the line, some bitch come up to me and be like, oh, I've been messing with him since fucking April. And I started fucking with you. Why you lying?
Call me back to my message.
This
yeah,
is like in the beginning of the dating process. Like you're weeding out who you need to fuck with from who you're not going to fuck with. So I totally respect that. I totally respect you going through that weeding out process, that filtering process. So if you're saying, oh, yeah, I'm seeing another woman right now, you know, it's that person's option to stay or to go. Three
exactly.
months down the line, when we revisit the shit, don't tell me you still fucking with the same bitch you was fucking with April when you was messing with me. Don't do that. You
yeah,
should have been already
but,
got rid of that.
You can do whatever you want to do during that time, too, though, right? You can do whatever you want to do during that time.
First of all, I always say to you, I might be nasty, but I'm not loose. If I'm fucking with you, I'm fucking with you. That's it. Until you do some foul shit, and all that's all. But I'm going to respect you until then.
Oh, man. You rough, man.
And you have to be.
It's not about me being rough. You know what? It's not about me being rough. But you know, like, some, it's, a lot of dudes might consider that being rough, but a lot of dudes like that type shit.
Yeah,
like
no,
you,
she's
you,
focused.
You,
I
you
like
just got
that.
Hair on your tongue, and that's it. And you know,
like
them niggas that cannot respect it, you not for me. You're not for me. If you can do what you want to do, and you get mad when you find out that I'm doing it, after you had the whole fucking gray period where I wasn't doing nothing, and then I finally started doing me, you too late, nigga. You late. You're late.
Nah. Steph, I like that. I like where she's coming from because some of these jokers out here, these chicks out here, you know, these jokers be telling them anything. Like, look, bitch, I'll be back. I'm going to the moon. I'll holler in a minute.
Right. You want me to bring you back a sandwich? You want me to bring
right.
back a sandwich?
You know what I'm saying?
From the moon? Fuck out of here.
This bitch is ratchet, and you're going to pull shit past this bitch right here.
Exactly.
That's it.
Focus.
Ain't
focus.
Shit getting past this bitch right here.
I might not say nothing, but I know every, I see every fucking thing. 360
exactly.
degrees, be aware of your surroundings. That's what I was taught.
That's what's up.
So, you know, at the end of the day,
you need a show so you can talk to some of these younger sisters because they ain't just saying focus.
Oh, she be
like
raising
that.
Hell on this motherfucker's show. She be raising hell. When the motherfucker's called, she be raising fucking hell.
That's
she
why
don't
you
want
to press one
who
now.
Says she going to say what she got to say, and that's that.
That's why nobody want to press one now.
Am I talking shit? Am I talking shit? Or I'm just, you know, I'm saying what the fuck I've been observing throughout my life. I'm not going to say that there's never been a time where I was pink and submissive and in love. All right, but eventually it came to an end because there's certain regulations that you gotta follow when you fucking with somebody that don't fuck with other niggas and then you violate, then you're gonna get violated. That's it. I'm not gonna do it for no reason. That's all I gotta say about that. I'm not gonna do it for no reason.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, but back to the topic, I can't fuck with nobody that I don't find beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Because I only be shooting myself in the foot.
Well,
who
are you? Because I need to see when... Oh, here I go.
Go ahead, baby.
No, I'm just saying, who are you on... I'm trying to see what you look like.
Okay, No, I mean, I'm saying what I find attractive. I mean, like I said, you know, I got to also, it's got to be an even swap. She got to find me attractive in order for me to, you know,
tell you.
Bag her. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to say.
Right.
Mm-mm. All right, so who are you now on that page?
Oh, Andre Thomas.
Oh, okay. All right. I seen you. You the 6'1 dude, 6'2.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I just wonder how tall
you
are.
Because
this bitch is 7'11.
Wait, because we have this conversation already about his height.
Why my brothers call her 6'9? I said she is not fucking 6'9.
Damn. Don't do it. Damn.
They're going to be 6'9.
I'm like, she is not 6'9. She's just taller than all y'all except for one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know what? Let's go to topic three, and let's let Tiffany get started with topic three.
Yes, Tiff.
What's
that? Tiff been a little fucking quiet today, and I don't like that, Tiff.
Listen, I'm going through something. I told y'all 2 years.
What the fuck you
going through?
You need me to come down there?
Tiffany,
you need me to come over there?
Tiff, we went through this.
You need
Tiffany.
Me to come over there?
No, she didn't. Remember, she told us last week what she going through. She ain't had no dick in 2 years.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yo, my fault.
First of all, he sounded so concerned. He was like, oh my God.
I'm so sorry. That was my natural reaction. It just jumped out. I was like, whoa.
That's hilarious.
He like, poor little Tink Tink.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, girl. And he said they big too. What? Oh my God.
That's how that's getting bigger. She need to review.
That's got to be by choice, then. That's got to be by choice.
Yeah, it
my
is by choice.
All right, I hear you.
I'm not comfortable.
If I live closer, I would go for this hiatus with you.
You a goddamn lie.
You know I would support you.
Yo, she said that shit last. What the fuck? You tell her what she said that time?
Huh?
When you told her what she said that shit, I ain't had no dick. She said, why?
I swear to God, she caught me on guard. I'm like, what? Why?
Now you know how I just felt. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that shit is funny as a motherfucker. Why?
Yeah, she's definitely the one to start this one off, though.
Okay, yeah, what's the next one, Seth?
The next one is, what's your definition of a freak, and would you consider yourself a freak?
There's no definition for freak. Freak doesn't even, it shouldn't even be in a dictionary anymore, because everybody does everything. So it's just, whatever.
Oh,
oh,
it's a lot of freak out there. There's a lot of fools out there.
If you could ask me that in the 90s, I'd have been like, oh, well, fucking dick and all that. But there's nothing freaky anymore.
Did you bring Dennis?
I don't find anything freaky. It's just the norm.
Huh?
I don't find anything more freaky or taboo. It's just whatever. I don't... Like, it would have to surprise me and shock me, or nothing surprises me or shocks me, or is out of the ordinary. Because
let me say yourself a freak, Tiff?
No, because nothing is freaky anymore. Like,
nothing is freaky to you, so it's just normal. So just
you doing anything with anybody
in the car.
What you saying?
No, I'm not. Y'all keep going.
But what I'm saying is, like,
I think
freaky
like
is something that you wouldn't normally do or just go all out your way. But nowadays, everybody's doing everything and going all out their way. They're not really
doing anything. Keep them entertained, player. Be right back.
There's nothing left to the imagination. So you can't, like, oh, my God, that was so freaky.
Yeah,
that's the freakiest thing I've ever done. Because everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's doing everything.
Oh, my God. You should hang up, man.
Crystal Chronicles?
Yeah. Right. Take it off and put it on the hangout.
Where anal sex used to be freaky, that's the norm. Where oral sex used to be freaky, that's the norm. Doing it in public, that's the norm.
Let me say this. Let me say this. I got to stop you, honey, because just because somebody is trying to do the act don't mean that they handling it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, okay, yeah, you put the thing in your mouth and that's you sucking it, you know. But nah, you're not really handling it. You know what I'm saying? If it's corny or it's dead or it's sloppy, stop.
What?
Quick. Let me.
What?
That's it. You got some people that think just because they did that, you know what I'm saying? They did that. No, you ain't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't Superhead over here. You know what I'm saying? You're not really handling it. You think you that, but you're not that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, where people with fingers is, like, so taboo to do, it's not anymore.
I know. It's, I know what you're saying. Exactly. But, you know, just because they willing don't make them, like I said, Superhead. You know what I'm saying? They just don't have the skills to really please, especially when somebody who's been with somebody who really know what the fuck they doing. You know what I mean?
I agree.
What are we talking about? Are we still talking about fornication?
Oh, yeah, basically, we still talking about what is freaky. What is freaky? I mean, don't get me wrong. I like all that shit. I like pictures. I like videotaping. I like a little bit of bondage. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Freaky is anything goes.
Right, exactly. And anywhere it could go on. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Anytime, any place.
Yeah, got it on in the park, in the car. Craziest place was Bally's in the tanning salon. But that's a whole nother story, you know.
Yo.
I mean, but it could happen.
Yeah, definitely, but I mean,
but that, you know, many moons ago.
Did I get a player call or something, bring me orange juice?
So I don't know what else gets freaky. I mean, I consider myself a freak. I mean, like I said, back in my younger days, but I mean, right now everything's passe. I'm like what you just said. It's really not all of that, but some people don't bring it like they should be bringing it.
Yeah,
they think they're bringing
it there. They don't give the 100%.
Oh,
they need tutorials. They need
I'm going through the motion. I should get credit for that. No, hell no. Stop, because I'm bored to death.
They need some reading material, some videos. They have to, you know, brush up on these things. You have to learn these things. Just because, you know, you just need a class on it.
Hold on.
Some people
need
a class on it. Hang up, y'all. Hang up and call him back. Just call me back, man.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. In my younger day, I needed some, you know, I needed some tutorials, too. And I got my, you know, I got all my learning material. And now I'm good.
I'm
doing my radio show. So it is, you know what I mean? But whatever. You know, people are doing it for the sport of it instead of, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. I mean, right now, you know, you got more motherfuckers glorifying strippers and shit like that than,
what's wrong,
you know,
with strippers, dude?
Ain't nothing wrong with strippers. Don't get it fucked up. I'm just saying, they glorify strippers and things that go on in the strip club and stuff like that. And, you know, motherfuckers trying to emulate and imitate and don't quite know, you know, like you said, maybe they need lessons and maybe they doing the wrong niggas that's, you know, that's all they need, you know. Some people need you to go the extra mile.
I'll be right back, y'all.
The woman, the woman can do the same thing the strippers are doing now. Put that stripper pole in the bedroom. Let
for sure.
Glide down that pole, make the booty clap, do whatever it is she needs to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. But it's, just make sure that pole's sturdy enough, because I don't want to see nobody putting on
YouTube. Yeah, we would end up on a bad YouTube video.
Uh-huh, like that old lady. Just make sure if you got a big girl, get two poles. Let her multitask. But I don't know.
Okay, what's
you can't act an older, you can't act a seasoned woman with freaky, because to us, ain't money crazy. Well, to me, I'm not going to say to us. To me, I don't know how Rachel will
be. Oh, it sounds like you threw me under the bus.
you know,
I pulled you back. I
saved you.
I
saved
you.
That 1 hour break, whatever that shit is in there, too.
So it's like, Josh, you need to tell them your fucking office hours are Monday through Friday at 8. Yeah, nobody ain't pressed for one but us. Let me find out tonight. Ray, so you done ran everybody off the line.
I did it.
I'm just,
that's
you know.
Y'all
I'm
just go straight now. If you don't want you to test, y'all got to agree to something. You know what I'm saying?
You got to put us on mute. But, who Facebook just popped up? I heard it. Come on, man.
Somebody got a Facebook notification.
Oh, that was me.
I know it.
Well, freak as anything goes, and, you know, some people don't go for anything.
They need to invent some new freaky shit because I'm bored.
Bitch, I'll be dead. And so would you.
They never try to be on lane.
But you trying to say we too old for new shit?
I am.
Well, since it's been 2 years for me, I'm all right. You'll be dead. I'll be enjoying it. I'll be like, oh shit, that's what I've been missing out on.
You mean like 2 years as in 830 days?
Let me tell you, Ayana's book signing.
Okay, I tell you what, I tell you what, listen,
Ayana's
listen,
book
listen,
signing.
I gotta tell you what, y'all wanna break down.
But Jay came and got you know how long ago that was.
I was break down,
exactly.
Right? Mm. Now if the track goes
wow.
on
but she had her book signing at Cornerstone.
You gotta be
only at
2 o'clock.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hold on. You only need that 1 o'clock. Now, if you only need that 1 o'clock to race, right? You pull your 1 hour break down.
Well technically, you're going up 2.5. That shit was in December.
That means you gotta be
only.
Now, if the track goes on a break.
Understand.
Or something like that, that ain't got nothing to do with Melbourne. No.
I'm gonna do a telethon for you. like Jerry
wait,
Lewis, I'm going to do a
double
do
work
solo.
That's your hour break then.
How that's going to work out? How to tell people, you got to give money on the telestar. What they supposed to get, dick?
Yeah, exactly. People got to call in.
2 hours of change.
And open services.
That's what it is. Talk about a million likes.
You know
what I'm saying?
Be
on that.
Like they do on Facebook when they write the big poster board thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Had a picture of like, somebody has had sex with 2 kids. Click like. We need 100 likes.
That's what I'm saying. Right, you gotta be somewhat
get about 10,000 likes quick.
That's because, Rachel, you know how I am. So, It's hard to deal with me. It is really hard to deal with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like you said, it all comes with age. What you tolerated when you was younger, you ain't gonna tolerate anymore.
1 hour after you said you were gonna
be I can't. I be wanting to go crazy. Like, are you serious? Why? I'm not tolerating this shit. I'm too grown.
And a lot of women like consistency. So if it's not something that you gonna keep smashing in the long run, why bother?
Gotta maintain a certain decorum because see now, and I'm gonna say this because before I got married, you know, it used to be a certain way, but you know, everybody get comfortable with each other and they turn it down a little bit. You don't want it to get turned down. Sometimes it got to be turned up. But you know what? Work and stress and everything, all of that plays, you know, an issue with everything and how it's done. And, you know, you got
to And both parties as mature adults need to be understanding.
Absolutely.
Because in the beginning you call them babysitters, you doing all types of shit. Like get with a nigga. You fucking doing everything to get with a nigga, but when you got them, or vice versa, it's like, alright. mentally, we always gotta look back on, we knew how it was, and as long as it was much like that, you gotta always remember that it still be like that. You just gotta find the perfect time for the place, the setting, to get that person back in that mode.
Hey guys.
Oh, I gotta turn my Phoebe down. Jeez.
Good night, baby.
Oh.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hey,
who's
how y'all doing?
Hi.
My name's Lamise. They call me Niecy.
Hi, Niecy. See, the host didn't even introduce you. You know.
Yeah, he's finalizing some racing stuff. I hear him in the background.
I know, I hear him too.
I apologize for him. You know what I'm saying? This is Slick, and we got Rocky, and we got Tiff on the line, too.
All right, so, Niecy, I guess we'll update you. The first question was, the first question was,
I guess the first one, I heard y'all talking, like, about the last one when you're talking about freaking and stuff like that. I kind of came in.
That's where we at.
Right, and the first one was, how do you feel about if you were with somebody and every time their kid's mother calls, because baby mother, that's just so 1990s. when their kid's mother calls and they left the room, how would you feel about that?
Well, I mean, my first reaction would be like, I mean, if I would first say what our relationship is, you know, if it's like something new or do we know each other? Because I'm feeling like if I already know about your baby mama, then why the hell every time she calls, you got to be leaving out the room? What is it that you have to say or she have to say to you that has, you know, you getting up every time she gets out, you know, every time she calls, you have to leave out. And why the hell is she calling you so much?
Right. It's inappropriate. You know? It's inappropriate,
yeah.
Especially if they know that you have someone in your life. It's inappropriate.
Exactly. That would be my first response with that. And I would definitely, I'm the type of person, I question everything. I want to know. I feel like knowledge is power. If I want to know something about you or from you, I'm asking you a question. I don't have to hear it from Dustin, somebody else. You know, I'm going to ask you. And that's
right.
You to be honest with me.
Right, and I feel like when you do things like that, you give your kid's mother leverage to be disrespectful.
Exactly, and that's something that you need to handle and nip in the bud. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Look, I'm with my lady or whatever. Stop calling me. I'll deal with you later on that. You know what I'm saying?
And if it's not an emergency, there's no need for you to be calling me all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree with that.
And the second question was, would you be with someone that you're not physically attracted to? Like, if you think they're unattractive, would you consider dating them?
I'm going to be honest and say, physical attraction always plays a part. I have known guys that I thought that wasn't all that great looking, but they was, like, really cool. Like, you talk to them and hold conversation with them. And it would be like, man, this guy, I mean, I've never dated somebody that was just butt-ass ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just couldn't see myself with that person at all. Just because on look, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you first meet a person, that's the first thing. Now, I have dated guys, and so actually, when I first met my husband, me and him, how it happened was somebody introduced us, like one of our friends kind of like gave him my number, and I didn't even know that. And he called me, and I promise you, we was on the phone for like 2 hours. And what I liked about the conversation that we was on the phone for 2 hours is that we just laid, you know, it's like you're just talking, and he just laid it on the line. Hey, this is me. I got a child. I've been married, yada, yada, and was born in it for like 2 hours. And I felt that connection. I'm like, dang, you know what I mean? It's good. I mean, this guy had like a real good conversation, and he was like, can I meet you? And I'm thinking, I don't even know this dude. I don't know him. He's not 30 years old.
You want to marry him?
Huh?
You want to marry him?
Yeah, I ended up marrying him.
Wow. Oh,
that was
wow.
Our first conversation when we was on the phone. Mm-hmm. So he asked me, could he come to my apartment? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm telling you, 2 hours. Who does that?
Can I just for a minute? Like, you appreciate, do you appreciate and take, well, obviously you do, like, take into consideration those kind of conversations where you can sit on the phone with somebody and talk to them for hours on end?
Yes, I mean, I didn't even, this dude called me out the blue, and we talked on the phone for 2 hours. Who does that? And I mean, it wasn't a conversation where you just sitting on the phone like, I wish this dude finished talking so we could hang the hell up, because, you know, he bought the hell out of me. It was
he
really good conversation, and it was communication, and we opened up, and we, you know, told each other about ourselves. That's, you know, like, I'm telling you, the first time we talked, and he asked me, could he come over, and I'm kind of like, a little skeptical about that, like, I don't know this dude. I mean, we was on the phone for 2 hours there, but then you're talking about, you know, actually coming over, you know?
So I told him yes.
Oof.
And
when I seen him,
I was like,
Jesus Christ.
You said yes? Yeah.
Okay.
I told him yeah. He came over.
Who
the
fuck is that? Who's
going
to
end?
That's Niecy.
One
night and he came over the next day. And when he came over, I was kind of like nervous. I'm like, oh my God, you know, because you're thinking, I don't know how this dude gonna look. I mean, we had a nice conversation, but
you didn't know what he looked like either.
Like, huh?
You didn't know what he looked like either.
No, he called me out the blue. Somebody one of my friends gave him my number. And he called me out the blue. And we talked on the phone for like 2 hours. And he asked me, could he come see me? And I was like, okay then. And he came, and I thank God that when I opened up the door, it was like, that's a bonus. You know, it was like, all right then. Thank you, Lord. You know, I mean, he was a nice looking dude, you know. So I was like, okay then. And when he came in and we sat down and we conversated, and what I liked about the whole situation was that we decided, like I said, seeing him after we had that 2 hour conversation and then seeing him the next day, and I liked what I seen. I was attracted to him, you know. And then from there, we kept the whole relationship, like the communication lines open. We was like, you know, when we started talking and really getting into, you know, picking each other and stuff like that, you know, picking each other's brain, what you like, what you don't like type thing, you know, the first thing we said that, you know, we want to be honest with each other. You know what I'm saying? We want to keep an open communication on what's going on. That's my thing. Don't make choices for me. Let me choose if I want to be with you or not. You know what I'm saying? Don't not tell me something in fear that, oh, if I tell her this, then she might not want to be with me. You know what I'm saying? Let me choose that if I don't want to be with you or not. Because you don't know that. You can tell me, you know, I got five baby mamas. That don't mean that's going to scare me away when I don't want to be bothered with you for you not to tell me that. Then that's only going to piss me off when I do find out later when you could have told me that in the beginning.
Do y'all hear it?
You know,
do y'all hear it, though? Because I just said all that. No, because I just said all that. I just told her, you keep it real in the beginning. Don't be the representative. You're absolutely right.
Where you from? Where you from? You sound like you're from New Orleans, girl.
Yeah, I am.
I know my voice. I'm a good motherfucker.
Yeah. I bet you do, John Blyer.
Shut the fuck up. Because I'm fucking New Orleans. I'm a New Orleans native, too. You ain't no kin to me, is you?
No, I'm not kin, but your cousin is my best friend.
Huh?
I say I'm not no kin, but your cousin is my best friend.
What cousin?
Erica? Yeah, Erica Day.
How the hell are you doing myself? This is actually my first time
listening to your radio show, but she was the one that actually told me about it. So I said, you know, I listen and see what's up about it and stuff like that. And like I said, I came in on the sort of like the end part of the, you know, talking about the freaks and stuff like that. So I was like, wait a minute, I can probably chime in and put my little freaks in.
Oh, you look out there, get you free.
You know, no, her energy is like just so cool.
New Orleans shit, girl. You better find your New Orleans nigga.
Let me tell you something.
Nigga, you crazy
in New Orleans, girl. I'm telling you, they be quiet, but then when you get up talking, it's like you go to rambling on. Like, can she shut up? Can she just shut up? Let us get a breath in or something like that?
Oh, no. We ramble, girl. Go on. What you going to say?
With the freak thing, I still agree with you, girls, when I was hearing you say that that is the norm. You know, back in the days when we were coming up, you know, giving head, that was white girls. White girls done that. You know, black girls don't do that. So that was taboo for us. You know what I'm saying? Anal. White girls done that. You know, black girls don't give anal. You know, that kind of stuff. So, like you said, a lot of stuff that we used to consider to be freaky back in the days is sort of the norm now. You know, everybody does it. I mean, you'll meet a guy and, I mean, all of a sudden, you won't even have sex with him before he eats your pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
what? Oh, wait,
that
what?
To be a freakish thing. Hello? That's, yeah, hell yeah.
Whoa.
Wait. Yes.
That's how they doing in Louisiana?
No, they
I'm trying to tell your story. I'm trying to tell your story. Oh, yeah.
She said, hell yeah.
I'm trying to tell your story. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Hold that thought, baby. Hold on. I got another call. I have Mark on here. Mark, you there?
Yeah.
Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What up?
Mark,
say hello,
good,
you got Raquel on the phone. You got Big Titty Tiffany. You got Slick. And you got the Geechee Freak on the phone too from New Orleans. What's your name? Niecy? What is it?
Niecy.
Niecy? Okay, that's close enough.
All right, and, now Niecy, go back. Let Niecy get back to the
one up there.
Oh, no. No, you did. Niecy, go back to you. Opening up with head. Go ahead, finish that.
Oh no, I was just saying. it's not the normal thing anymore, because everybody and it's sad to say that even young girls now, you know, I mean, even like young teenage girls, I mean, nothing is taboo with them anymore. I mean, it got girls that's in, you know, junior high giving head. Who does that? You know. And back in my days, you ain't hear no kind of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the generation is just different. But, of course, everything is not taboo anymore. In my mind, my definition of being a freak, it used to be, you know, taboo. You know, stuff that, you know, would be a secret that's not of the norm. Everything is of the norm now, you know. Like I said, what is freaky? I want me
a normal freak then. If it's a normal woman, normal freak.
And so normal freak to you would be considered, you know, somebody that gives head, somebody that does anal.
Oh, that's normal for me. I always get that.
That's what I'm saying. Is that a normal freak for you, or that's just normal? What's your definition of a freak?
That's normal.
What is your definition of
normal?
What a woman could do to you, or some sort of sexual act that you would consider freak?
It don't have to be a sexual act. It could be like spontaneous. It can make you a freak. Like we coming from the supermarket, we jump in the car, we drive, and if it's just pull my dick out, start sucking it on the way back to the house.
Y'all just horny.
What happened?
Y'all just horny.
How the fuck we just horny? If she pulled my dick out, I ain't pulled my dick out. She pulled it out. She was horny.
She horny.
You
yeah.
wanted. She wanted to please her man, cause she know.
That's
that shit
cute.
Is good. You know what I'm saying? She just want to taste the lollipop.
That's real cute.
Huh?
No, but it's real cute.
That's cute. Give it a head in the car, just cute, that's it?
Just cute, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Bob Cal, shut the fuck up, man.
So that's your definition of just being freaky for her to do something like that. What's
no,
your
I'm
definition
just saying,
of something
I'm just saying
would,
it don't have to be a sexual
what,
act.
What's your
it
definition
be,
of something that you would do, that you would be considering yourself a freak that you would do to her? That's just being spontaneous like that? I mean, what?
Yeah, spontaneous. Go in there, grab a pussy while we in the restaurant, all type of shit.
Okay. That's romantic.
That's what?
So that's romantic. No.
That's romantic.
Yes. Yay.
Who said that, Tiff?
No, motherfucker.
No,
Rocky up to my. Oh, that's romantic, grab my pussy up in the restaurant. These some nasty ass broads. Let me tell you something.
And what's wrong with
and
that?
And the game done changed, bro. That's
hey,
all hey, too. There's
nothing wrong with that, but I liked it. I like to be
but
open.
But that's amongst our peers. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to be out in the street all willy-nilly fucking popping coochie and shit. I'm not doing all that. You know, but between us, like, we all talking, we're all having a conversation.
All grown. We all
yeah,
grown.
But,
yeah,
but I'm not gonna divulge this information on a two that I just met. You gonna get the fucking ambush. That's what you gonna get.
Yeah.
You gonna get one to the throat. Hi-ya!
Yeah, you gonna get ambushed.
Hi-ya.
Yeah, you get one to the throat.
So,
yeah,
Tiffany, you don't have a problem with you and your man, you just grab his dick and suck it, like, randomly out of the clear blue sky?
No.
So she might hurt something at this point, though.
At this point.
Not grab nothing.
Tiff won't hurt that dick she get?
No, at this point, she could fucking suck a nail to a headboard.
Yo, the next time I hurt Tiff, I'm going to wear some biker shorts with a sock in that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
with a sock
in it. Sock down that part. You're like, damn, that's all you?
How you doing?
Oh my God.
So Niecy, where you at Louisiana, baby? You in Donaldsonville, you in New Orleans, where you at?
I'm in La Plage.
Oh, you're in La Plage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's south. That's like
between New Orleans and
Donaldsonville. Yeah, I know. I sat right off Route 10. I know where that's at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Little bit too dope. Right off Route 10. Okay. Not too far from the Sunshine Bridge.
What's that?
Yes, baby.
Dallas, you missed part of the conversation.
What was our conversation?
Then, with she met her husband out knowing him. Like she didn't see him. She spoke to him on the phone.
On the
two
phone,
hours.
It is
yeah.
A sight unseen
Our first encounter was talking on the phone for 2 hours.
I heard that part. Yeah, he came to the house and you said, oh, he's not too bad. He looked good or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how long did you marry after that?
Again, we dated for like, I think it was 13, 9, 10, 11. We dated for like 2 years. And then in July, it was 2 years we've been married.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And it's crazy.
Who's that making the noise? I'm sorry, I'm reupholstering shit. Sorry, I'm going to stop.
Reupholstering shit?
It's funny because the whole time that since he actually came to my place and we met, we've actually been apart. I want to say, like, actually, like, it was crazy, like, almost splitting up for, like, 1 day. That we got into it hot and heavy for, like, 1 day, seriously. Literally, I'm not telling y'all no lies.
You guys saw argument with him and y'all didn't speak for a day, and that was it.
For like, a day, seriously, for a day.
Oh, well.
We were living together, and we got into it, and I was like, and I had never told him to get your shit, because, of course, it was my apartment. And we were living together, and I was like, I never told him to come get his shit, and he was like, well, I'm going to come get my shit. And, of course, me, you know, I'm stubborn. Well, come get your shit then. You know, you ain't saying no words, and he come get your shit. And he got his shit, and we didn't speak for, like, that whole day. I talked to him, like, that morning, and then that was it. I didn't see him that night or anything like that. And then the next day, my friend girl wind up talking on the phone, and you know when you're kind of pissed off and you're kind of upset, but like I said, I'm stubborn, and he's stubborn too. And I was like, I'm not talking to him because I didn't do nothing wrong. Fuck him. You know what? I don't give a fuck. You know, and you just constantly say the same old shit over and over again because you know you're mad and you're pissed off and you want to make up, but you're not going to make the first move to make up type shit because you didn't do nothing wrong. That's how I was. And I was like, I'm not doing anything. So my friend girl was like, well, he said he want to meet you. You will go ahead and meet him by the decor shop? And I was like, all right, then, you know, like, I'm not going to be the one to say that. So I met him, and he was like, all I want to know is if you want this shit to work out. And I was like, yeah, but you know, I have some rules right now. And from now on, we've been good.
Okay, okay. That's good.
We've been good,
because
you know what? You know what I like about us is our communication. He has a daughter, so I have a stepdaughter. Her mama, I don't have really too much dealings with her or whatever. Between, you know, him and his ex. So, I mean, I never had no issues with her. We get his daughter every other weekend when he's off. You know, she comes, she knows me. We try to play that game.
Okay, so let me ask you topic number one then, baby girl. Topic number one was...
Go ahead.
Would you have a problem if your husband, every time the baby's mother calls him, he went in another room and talked to her behind the scenes without you being in the room?
Yes, I would. And I addressed that already. Yes, I would. Because I would first of all figure out, yeah, I would. Why, every time she calls, why do you have to get up and go out the room? If you don't have anything to hide, you can say whatever the hell you got to say to her right then and there while I'm sitting right there. You ain't got to get up and go. That's right there in my head. That's so suspicious. Like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing that? I'm the type of person, I question everything. And I watch. I pay attention to the shit you do. You can scratch or nothing. I can tell you how many times you're scratching because I watch you. I pay attention to mine. You know what I'm saying?
Bigger than that, you're married. So whatever is going on, like, you need to be a part of it.
Yeah. And like I said, even before then, I paid attention to him. And what happens, you pay attention to his mannerism on the things that he do.
Right.
You know, if he's starting to do, like, if he's done something so long, some one way, and then all of a sudden he starts changing and doing something else, hold on. You used to do it like this. Why are you doing it like this? You know what I'm saying? At one time, you used to be able to call, and she'll talk on the phone with you, and you'll answer right then. Now, all of a sudden, you're walking out the room. Hold on. What the hell's going on? That type of thing. Because I pay attention. I watch. Yeah, I have a problem with that. Because I want to know why you have to get up and talk to her every time she calls.
and why the hell she got to call you so much.
Okay, hold that thought. Okay, I have another call in the air. If he's still there, Ark, you there, Ark?
What's going on, baby?
What's going on, Playboy? Who's this, Ark? What's going on, Playboy?
Oh, not much, man. Just ending the day off with a little work. That's about it. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good, baby.
Good. Interesting topic. Interesting topic.
Oh, this is Ark, not Ark. This is Ark.
Yeah.
Yeah, my man said Ark, man. A-R-K, this is my man A-R-T. My man Ark calls from the West Coast. What up, baby?
I'm hanging, man. I'm hanging. What's going on with?
Well, say hello to Raquel. You probably know her fucking voice. Raquel, say hello to Ark. Raquel. Tana.
I'm sorry. What's up?
Yo, she watching
hey,
Love and Hip Hop.
This is my man, Artis Houston, calling in from the West Coast.
Yeah,
hi, Artis.
What's up with you, baby? How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, we got Tiffany. We got Big Titty Tiffany from Brooklyn on the air, too.
Hey, it is a night. How you doing?
Good.
We got Niecy. From New Orleans or from La Place, Louisiana, on the air.
Hey.
How you doing, Niecy? That was a very interesting response you gave there. I have to give you your props with that.
This motherfucker
that's
here, man.
That was
what's going on, Playboy?
Shit, I'm listening, man. I'm listening and learning. You know what I mean? I plan on becoming a better man after I hear all this conversation y'all got going on.
As long as you don't listen to Raquel, a.k.a. Tana, you'll be all right, my man.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that one. You know what I mean?
Hey,
Tana, you know, we didn't love you. We want to talk to you like this. Cause guess what? You're gonna give me the same shit. So I'm just trying to get a head start tonight.
Oh
thank
my
you,
God!
I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, what's good, man? It's Slick. I hollered at you earlier, man. You flying, baby? You're making us proud out there.
Oh man, I appreciate it, man. I'm trying to represent for us as best I can, man. I always appreciate the love, though.
Yeah, fuck that slow ass.
Keep on pushing.
That's what it is.
Hey, Steph, get off that bench, man. Close your legs. Let somebody else play.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So, what y'all got for me? Y'all need a response from me? I'm willing to give a little bit.
Okay. What's your definition of a freak, Art? And do you consider yourself being a freak?
First of all, I have to say my definition of a freak is kind of a no limit, you know what I mean, within a limit, I guess, because, you know, I'm not with the man on man or nothing like that, but... what the hell you back there saying? I didn't hear what you said, Miss Tana, but I'm sure it was funny.
I didn't say anything about that topic yet. I didn't respond.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Now, Steph was laughing. I thought I heard somebody say something, but I didn't hear what nobody said. It was said.
Oh, man. Nah, I ain't
saying
nothing,
anyway,
man. You know what I'm saying?
But nah, going back to it, though, a freak, you know, it's just, you know, kind of no limit. You know, it's the random. It's the, you know, you in bed and, you know, you doing your thing and you try something new, you know, as your mind just thinks, you know what I mean? It's, you know, the shit you thought about when you was a kid that you didn't think you can do with your girl, that you didn't think you was willing to do, you just... You know, open up and let that happen. You know what I mean? No limit. Just let it go.
They need to invent some new stuff because I don't even know.
What you mean? Because you did it all, Tiff? You did it all?
I'm not going to say all of that, but it's just like.
I'm just saying. What you going to say then? You got to say something.
Things that people are doing now, it's not freaky anymore. It's just the norm.
So it's normal then?
Yeah, it's just the norm now.
Yeah, but see, I think it has more to do with the fact of how mature you are and what you allow yourself to experience. Because, I mean, you can find somebody that, you know what I mean, if they're willing to do the same things with you that you've already done, then it might not be nothing new to you. You know what I mean? So it don't necessarily mean you're freaking. You're
right.
Like, shit, I'm used
to it. Right, so you, it might
but
be normal, but to the nigga you fucking with, shit, he might never do that
right.
Shit before.
Right. You know
he might not have had his fucking.
That's what I'm saying. That's
the
what
heel,
I'm
the heel of his foot
sucked
before. He never had that before, Tiff. You know what you be doing.
I'm going to slap you. I'm not
like
doing
I,
anything.
Like I still snuck that right in there. Like,
hey,
you just spin lob that shit right in there.
Like, you slack that shit at like 7-Eleven, boy.
I'm just saying, you know, Tiff said she do it all, so she probably done suck the nigga bottle
but
of his foot, the back of his heel and shit.
If,
you know what I'm saying?
If I
toss
did,
the salad and shit. Toss the salad and shit.
No, that's what, Tiff, didn't you say that? You like the bottom of your foot sucked or some shit? You suck a nigga foot or some shit in the back?
No,
the
I ain't say no shit like that. I ain't say
no
shit like
that. Who the fuck said that shit? I don't know. Who said that?
Why are you calling my name out? I hate feet.
I said, I'm asking you who
said
that.
I was getting ready to say that. I hate feet.
Somebody said that shit like the bottom of it. No. You like your kneecap, the back of your kneecap.
It's
what
the
you said,
back
Tim?
Of my leg, yes.
The back of your fucking kneecap. I knew it was something retarded.
Oh, so that's all you got to do is get to that, huh? It's on.
What's your freaking retard? Everybody on the fucking show talking about.
They
said, oh, my ear, my neck. That, we got to this bitch, talking about. Oh, the back of my knee. I'm like, what the fuck?
Boy, you
listen,
in trouble. The secret
I'm a
is out.
Breed, okay? I'm a different breed.
Secret is out.
That's a good thing.
Hey, Art, she said her titties are so big that sucking on the titties until your titties don't do nothing for her.
They don't.
So, wait. Say that. You said sucking on the titties don't do nothing for
her? Her titties are so big that she said when you suck on them or play with them, it does nothing for her.
What's the size of them got to do with not being able to please them? I don't get that. Help me understand.
This doesn't work. I don't. When I was smaller, yeah, it worked. But now that I'm larger, I mean,
if you got a dude that's like grabbing them and acting like he's playing in a bag of marbles and shit, and not taking care of them like he's supposed to, I can understand what you're saying. But they still got to be sensitive to some degree,
not.
Right?
They're not sensitive anymore.
A nibble head, God damn! Come on now.
They're not sensitive anymore. Yeah. When they were smaller. They were extremely sensitive. Now they're not.
Okay. Nisi, you there, baby?
Okay.
Them titties are kinetic energy.
You still there, Nisi?
Huh?
You still there, Nisi? What's your weak spot, baby?
My breath is definitely it's sensitive, but that's not my spot for me. Actually, I kind of like it straight to the point. My clit is my weak spot. My fat, pussy, booty, whatever you want to call it, that's my weak spot.
Straight to the clit, then. That's your weak spot,
yeah.
Straight to the clit. Okay.
Straight there.
Goddamn. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. We have Stephanie on there. Stephanie, you there, baby? Speak up.
Just go
Hello?
Right to her weak spot, Steph.
Stephanie,
just go
you
right
there, baby.
For
you with the host? This is Ballard. You on the air live with Love, Life, Loyalty with your host, Steph, a.k.a. Big Dick Dallas. How can I help you, baby?
I'm here. How y'all doing?
How you doing, sweetie? Where you calling from, sweetie?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
How's everybody doing?
We good.
We're all doing fine.
We're good.
Steph, take her right into the question.
Hold on, she's talking about my bookie.
What happened?
She's talking about my bookie.
You want to what?
But is this Raquel?
Yes.
Hey, Raquel.
Hi.
You're so stupid, Tana.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and listen anyway.
You know she do.
So why the fuck you press 1 did if you just want to listen?
Well, I mean, if I have something to say, then I'll be able to say something, just in case.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you a question. What's your weak spot, Stephanie? What happened?
I don't know. My neck a little bit, but I don't really have, like, I don't know.
You like to play with your click, right? Right to the point, right? Like Nisi said?
I like to what?
Get right, play with the click is your weak spot. Like Nisi said, her weak spot is her click.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Did you say Nisi or DC?
Nisi, the girl Nisi on the air from the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Who said that? Artist?
Yeah, Artist said that. Artist said that.
You
What's up with you, Stephanie?
I said, what's going on? Do I know
I'm just trying to get confirmation. You know, I can't hear that good, so I got to make sure I repeat things every now and then.
Do I know you come to my
artist? I think I've seen you a couple of times before. Yeah, maybe once or twice. You sound familiar.
Oh, okay.
Were you seeing her at artist?
Huh?
Where you seeing her at?
A couple racetracks here and there, maybe. You know, I like to freak with the racetrack. You know what I mean? That's where I go.
Okay, okay.
Whatever.
Okay, that's what it is, that shit. That's what the fuck it is.
That's a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. So let's ask Stephanie these questions.
I'm trying to figure out.
Let's ask Stephanie.
Go ahead, ask me a question.
Okay, topic number one. If you have a man and his baby mother always calling him, but he steps out of the room to talk to her behind the scenes without you in the room, would you have a problem with that?
Yes, I would.
Why is that?
Because if you ain't fucking with her, then you shouldn't have no problem talking to her while you in the room with me.
Why?
Hello?
Yeah,
no,
all
the females are agreeing with you.
What you say?
All the females are agreeing with you. Me, personally, I don't feel like you should be talking at all while I'm there.
Why you get shit off the fucking speakerphone?
I mean, because
Raquel.
And that's the same, like,
I know, I'm cleaning my bathroom wall, sorry.
But that's just like if my baby daddy called me and I'm with my dude. I mean, if I ain't fucking with him, then I can sit there and have a conversation because it ain't going to be nothing but about our baby. So, I mean, what else would you have to say if you ain't hot and shit? So you can stay right there and talk. What's the difference? I mean, what's the big deal? Now, if you fucking with her or if you fucking with him, then, yeah, you gonna have a reason to get up. Or if you've been lying to me about something, then, yeah. But if you not, then you can talk right there.
Okay.
I got a question based off that. Is there anybody on the phone that feel like it is necessary to go to a separate room and talk to the, you know, baby mother or baby father?
I did say if she's a type of baby mother that likes to bicker and beat, and I'm aware of that, then yeah, you need to take that in another room because I don't want to hear that.
I respect that too.
Right, like,
I respect that.
Yeah, and you argue with the bitch, then you be like, yo, get up and go in there and talk to her about all that. But if you just gotta get up and go talk to her, like, something.
Yeah, if you could, I mean, me personally, if you covered in the corner like whispering, and you know, you can tell the tone of the conversation change. You know, what I mean, when you
right.
walk in the room and see what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, something ain't right. But if like I know. Like my wife, you know what I mean? She come in the room and she hear me going off or having an issue. It's going to become a whole nother issue, you know what I mean? So it is better for her to kind of keep her distance,
right.
You know what I mean, in that particular situation. And I'm the same kind of way because I'm not going to let, me personally, I don't feel like I'm going to let another individual, whoever they are, disrespect mine, especially while I'm sitting there. So if
right.
it's going down like that, it's better for me not to be there so it don't become
right.
a situation that it needs, you know, mm-hmm. they could be.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that.
Okay. Well, all right. Fucking righty. How about a big? Oh, you want to ask? You want to talk about topic number two, player?
What's that? Talk to me.
Topic number two was. Let me see what the fuck was number two.
Yo, I love your little West Coast twang, boy. You like talk to
oh,
me.
Oh, you do? Oh, is it West Coast or is it Southwest? Which one is it?
That nigga got a country ass West Coast voice.
Yeah, he talked like my father. That's why I'm like, I like his twang.
Man, I can't help it. You know what I mean? My mom and daddy did it to me.
Okay, all right. How important is physical attraction? Could you marry or be in a relationship with somebody you wasn't physically attracted to?
You know what? I had a situation like this with somebody that I was dating before, you know, like probably 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a double-edged sword because she wasn't like just butt ugly, but she was like she wasn't a cutie, you know what I mean?
Right.
But she was sweet as fuck. I mean, she had a real nice body, personality, you know, made good money, you know, had her own shit, all of that, you know what I mean? So for me, I think I was able to look past the physical and get more into, you know what I mean, the whole, you know, who she was, because she was, you know, kind of representing like that. But as a whole, like me as a person, like how I was, you know, how I grew up and what I like, your physical attraction definitely is
What attracted her to you in the first place? Like, what made you talk to her in the first place?
Like I mean,
realistically
what happened was when I was at work one day, she walked into the office one day and she just had like a banging ass body, you know what I mean? You know, and she was one of the days where she was like, you know, at work, or she was just finished working out or something like that. So she wasn't looking that good, but the body was so right, I was like, fucking, let me holler at her, you know what I mean? And then, and like I said, in finding out like what she was about, you know what I mean? She just wound up being like cool ass people, like somebody I could just sit on the phone and talk to about a lot of different shit, you know what I mean? Like no judgments, like tell her like whatever, you know what I mean? So that helped out the situation too, because in liking her, you know what I mean, I liked her as a friend too, you know what I mean? Somebody that I could just talk to and communicate with.
I have another question. Do you feel like conversation is more important than the actual, like, sexual act itself?
Hold on, say that one more time, Thomas.
Do you think that speaking to a person and learning what their mind is like and picking their brain and
right.
knowing what the person is about is more important than how they can have sex? This is before you do it.
Yeah, for me, it's not the same in every situation. Like, in the beginning, like, if when I meet you, I mean, as a man, I'm a hunter, you know what I mean? So my whole conversation is based on trying to get to the next level, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to stay at this stagnant phase where, you know, we just waste each other's time and, you know, minutes and, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, throughout the day. So in the beginning, it's like, okay, you definitely gotta have something that intrigues me, that makes me want to continue to talk to you. But my mission is to figure out what it is physically, because I don't think personally that I can be with somebody that I'm not physically attracted to for a long period of time. I mean, when I say physically, I mean like in bed. I need you to keep me excited. I need you to be willing to, you know, try new shit. I need to know that you're gonna make me feel good, you know what I mean? When we do what we do. You know, in bed. You know what I mean? Because shit, you can talk all you want to. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, shit, talking ain't gonna make me, you know what I'm saying, shake, right, and roll. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, ladies, stay in shape for us, please. We'll try to do the same for you.
Who just made the public service announcement?
That was Slick. Damn right. I'm serious. I mean, you know, because some of them dropped the ball. You know, they be like, oh, I got them now. You know, like, fuck the gym, fuck jogging, and, you know, I'm going to let it go. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, the thing that killed me is when I hear somebody like say, man, my girl told me, you know, I need to love her for who she is.
No.
Like, what you mean? You know what I mean? You just stopped giving a fuck about yourself and I'm supposed to still love you? You know what I mean? Because for me, it's reflective of a lot of other shit, too.
Exactly.
You give up on yourself, you know what I mean? It's physically, then where your head at? Where your mind at? You know what I mean? What
Ooh.
Have you lost that just
Thank
made you
brother.
Not give a shit no more?
Thank you, brother.
You understand what I'm saying?
Lord have mercy. You hit the nail on the head. You know,
ladies, you agree with that? I mean, because that go both ways, right, ladies?
I agree. I mean, I'm a chubby chaser too, so being chubby, it don't matter. But don't
but
look yourself completely.
Look, chubby and just coming out looking like you on a flat. You know what I mean? Or a book
yeah.
Thing, right?
No, I totally get what you're saying. Like, keep up your appearances, because whoever you're with is a reflection of you physically. Because
right.
on first instance, when somebody sees the person that you're with, they don't hear what they're saying. They don't know how they talk. They're looking at the person that's standing next to you.
Right. That's your other half.
Well, once again, also you have to also look at what's your preference, because I'm a big girl and my husband like that. I'm not like the big, you know. I mean, they have like big girls where you say that don't take care of themselves, don't keep themselves up. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
And I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah.
And that's what he likes. I mean, he likes because you know he likes big girls. So
yeah,
you know, I'm his choice. I'm his preference on what he likes.
Yeah, but being neat trumps everything. You could be a sloppy, skinny bitch. You could be, you know what I'm saying? So no matter what size you are, as long as you keep yourself neat, right,
exactly.
of course you're going to get a thumbs up for that. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like I said about, you know, if a dude is overweight or whatever the case may be, if you meet a bunch of shit, I'm judging you. I'll fuck with you. Like,
yeah.
your weight means nothing to me. Like, you just ain't going straight. Now, put your weight on it and break my shit up.
Yeah.
Just to get my hip bone and shit. We ain't going to do all that. But...
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you definitely spoke on that one. It's about appearance, you know what I mean? Because I ain't gonna say I ain't never dated no big girl, you know what I mean? But you can guarantee her shit was right, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Was,
done,
still, bottom,
done,
line
you
is,
know.
Bottom line is your preference. They have some guys that they have big guys that like small girls. They got big guys that only like the big girls. Just like they got some small guys that like big girls. You know, they
right.
They feel like I won't touch a small girl because she ain't got shit that I can hold on to or whatever. And it's preference.
Right.
It's about preference on what you like. You know, I mean, I'm a big girl. I'm not trying to date no big guy like as big as I am. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
I'm
right.
not like I say, I'm not like, you know, huge, but I'm short with mine because I'm a short big girl. If I had more height,
right.
I wouldn't probably be as big as I am, but I just can't see myself with a really huge guy. And my husband, he's not like a just fat round guy. He's solid. You know, he got height with him and he's solid. So
right.
he's not like he's just a real big fat chubby guy. You know what I'm saying? And I just can't see myself with that. It's like, I'm a big girl. You're a big ass guy. I mean, look, it just ain't gonna work. It's just too roly poly rolling around like
it's
that.
It's gonna
that's
be a lot of furniture, a lot of furniture.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I can't roll with it, you know. So I mean, it's all choice. It's all your preference on what you like, you know. That's the bottom
that's
line.
That's without a doubt.
That's the top.
Okay, well that's what the fuck it is then. That's what the fuck it is. Oh.
We heard you.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Who the fuck said that?
Damn.
I'm Stephanie, goddamn. You're Stephanie.
We heard you.
Hello.
Country ass motherfucking Atlanta ass ass. What's up, big R? How the West Coast treat you out there, player? Let me ask you. All right. What's your definition of a freak, and do you consider yourself a freak? That's topic number three.
I definitely consider myself.
No, you can't talk.
Yes, she can. I want to hear what she got to say.
Hey,
go ahead,
Arnie. I definitely consider myself a freak, and I say it because I've been in situations with somebody where I had to bring out the other side of somebody. You know what I mean? Like. I think a lot of us. I think earlier somebody was talking about like what's freaky now is
is not freaky now.
Not freaky now, exactly.
Yeah.
I think if it becomes monotonous or whatever, yeah, that's true. But at the same time, you're still doing stuff that other folks won't do. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in the movie theater. You know what I mean? You playing with pussy or. You know, you at the restaurant, you know what I mean, and you fucking around under the table, you know, got your foot, you know, rubbing up a leg, or you know, just getting ready for shit.
I'll say
like
that's not freaky. That's not freaky. That's romantic.
Nana said that's not freaky. That's romantic.
but look, she all Tana doing is expressing her freak when she say that. You know what I mean? You know, she letting you know she keep it real. You know what I mean, nigga? You know, you coming with some C game, you might as well keep on walking out the door. Just ain't fucking with you.
It's not even like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it is. Like, it is sad that the youngsters don't really know what they're doing because they just put a dick in their mouth and they think they're sucking a dick. You know, it's more
thank
to it
you.
Than that. You know
thank
what I mean? You got to know
thank
what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. They say, I'm sucking dick. Ooh, I'm doing it. You like this shit, right? So it'd be all
yeah.
teeth.
Hey, yeah, man.
Oh,
dick come out looking like a Bengal tiger. You know what I mean? Nigga be mad as a motherfucker.
Y'all can listen to Nisi say, all teeth, oh my God.
It be all fucking teeth. Like, oh, ain't no teeth on this. It's just all teeth on this dick. God damn.
Man. It's like, why you grab my hair so hard? Why you bite my dick so hard? Shit.
try to give you what you're giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Stephanie, what's your definition of a freak? Do you consider yourself a freak?
You just go through whatever.
Well, what?
You do whatever. Like, it don't matter.
So,
like,
who you holding all of that to?
Whatever your mate wants you to do, you do it. I mean, you know.
Oh, fucking really. So, you know, booty hole. Yeah, booty hole. Toss the salad. What's up? Toss the salad too?
All of that.
Is it trip to Orlando?
Oh, all of that? Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, okay.
Lick your ass. All that.
Black. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Whatever,
now you
talking. Whatever your mate wants you to do. I mean, now do I consider myself a freak? No. So, if that's what you ask, then.
Oh, so you don't do none of that stuff then?
I don't do that booty hole shit.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I don't consider
myself a freak either. Just very nasty.
Yeah,
man, shut the fuck up, you freak ass nasty motherfucker.
So it's
I feel judged. I feel judged.
Listen
how comfortable she sounds when she says she feels judged, though. She don't give a fuck. She just feels judged. That's what the fuck I love about her. That's what I fucking love her.
So is nasty and freaky the same thing?
I don't think
Ask Rachel that. She the one that said it. Raquel that shit. She the one that said it.
I don't think it's the same thing.
I don't think it's freaky.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
exactly.
A definition on what you think is freaky
right.
And how far would you go with
I don't
you know
think that
saying?
The thing that she mentioned was freaky at all. I just think it might be nasty to some people.
Yeah.
But it's not freaky. It's not
right,
freaky.
So what is freaky?
What is freaky?
Like all that other extracurricular shit that makes you want to contemplate. You want to contemplate doing shit, and you do it, then it's
like what?
So it's like hanging you off a balcony or some shit by your feet, and you know what I mean? Talking to you that way, I mean, what the hell you got to do?
That's crazy. I'm talking about freaky. Like, what would you consider that then, Raquel?
I'm choking the shit out of you, banging the fuck out of you.
That's not freaky either. No, that's not freaky either. That's appreciated. That ain't freaky.
I love this girl. I love this girl. So what's me choking you? What's me choking you? What's that?
I said it's appreciated.
Well, thank you for this good meal that you cooked for me tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, she gonna look a nigga in the eyes like X-Men, you know what I mean? Just be like, you know what I mean? See a fucking sun rays coming out your eyes and shit.
I might fry you some chicken at 3 o'clock in the morning after that shit.
Right.
Hello.
Oh, it's still on. You want rewind?
You know.
See, but listen, if you can get up and fry some chicken at 3 o'clock in the morning, he ain't fuck you right.
That's not true.
Fucking night, motherfucker.
No, that ain't true.
Rock, I friended you, girl. Just letting you know.
I accepted you already.
That's what it is.
Raquel, you still ain't answered the question.
Well, I mean, like, that other stuff, like, when you getting other people involved and you're using all type of apparatuses in public and shit, like all that exhibitionist stuff that you don't do in the privacy of your own home. It's a lot of exposure involved with being, you know. Put it down. I'm good.
So none of that wife and girlfriend swapping shit. I don't like that. Too possessive.
Oh.
Sucking dick away from the club or away from the restaurant, that's normal, right? Yo, man, had that done all the way from Six Flags to my house. Bang. You know, like that was a long ass ride, son.
Where's she at? She still available?
No. I guess.
He said, you don't give a fuck.
Six Flags, that's a long fucking ride, homie. Yes, sir. Lovely. Let me tell you. Like I said, man, I don't know. I think I created a couple of monsters, and I feel sorry, you know, my exes and they nexes, because somebody gonna have to turn it up.
I know I created some monsters out there.
I feel sorry for what I unleashed on the world. You know what I'm saying?
Something in your throat, Tyler, Raquel?
nothing.
What's your okay. name?
Hang over there talking greasy, as usual.
Who's talking greasy? What, me?
Yeah, what you say? You created some monster.
Uh-huh.
How?
What?
What?
Everybody wrong. So why are we getting feedback on the radio show, man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, I said, yeah, I created some monsters. God damn, we got 1 minute left. What the fuck is so funny? We're about to go into the next episode of this show. We had a great show tonight. We had Niecy from La Place, Louisiana calling
yep.
in.
Yep.
It's
like my first time, guys.
Artists from the West Coast calling in. And I greatly appreciate you calling in too, baby, from down south there, from down yonder.
Yeah, I like her singing too. Again. She cool people. She cool people.
Yeah, every Monday from 7 to 9. We got Raquel, a.k.a. Tana, a.k.a. Weezy, a.k.a. Lola. With four names calling every fucking Monday. We got Big City. We got Big City
real fucking
calling every week. Big City Tiffany called in every week. She's the first, usually the first caller to call in. And we're gonna go right into the Big Homie Show. Ladies, don't forget to please your man tonight and suck his dick very well. And fellas, you know, you got to do with your women as well. And we'll see y'all next Monday night, 7 o'clock, baby. Sign off, GQ Palace, baby. Later.
I like the plan.
Peace. Hey.
Man open 'cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy, and we know it.